What's good, y'all? It's your boy CMJ here, bringing y'all another episode of the Go Talk. I got my boys Alan, Ty, and Chuck on set, ready to talk NBA Finals 2022. What's good, y'all? How y'all feeling tonight? Talk to me.
Solid,
or don't talk to me. Shit, we could just talk about that.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, we could just get it. That's obviously y'all was rushing me to get into it anyway. Like, when we gonna start? When we gonna, like, dang, bro. Y'all don't like to talk to me? Anyway, game two of the NBA Finals. Warriors win. The series tied 1-1 going back to TD Garden in Boston. And I, for one, I thought it was a must-win for Golden State anyway, so I'm not surprised. But I guess you could say the biggest headline coming out of that game is the whole Draymond Green. Should he have been ejected? Should he have not been ejected? Should he have picked up another technical foul? Are the refs not gonna call it? You know, are the refs going to call it now? Like, so talk to me about the play. Tell me what you guys think about Draymond's actions, not just over the course of this series, but these playoffs and what it means as far as the referees and what they may call for, like, moving forward.
In terms of that play in particular, do y'all really feel like bro is trying to pull his pants down?
That's
like, do y'all feel like JB was like a little like over exaggerating on that?
But then
like,
Draymond JB also said Draymond does that.
Can I say I'm just saying
in terms of like that little part of it, like when he said
that, okay,
to pull
that
his
part
pants
specifically, I believe that when, like, in that position on the ground, I just think that Draymond, when he grabbed his shorts, I think he was just trying to get himself lifted up.
I'm so glad somebody else was trying to help himself up.
I find it extremely hilarious that Jaylen Brown took it there. I don't find it, like, you know,
excessive.
I just find it hilarious. I'm not going for Golden State, but in my head, as soon as I heard that in my head, I'm like, really, bro?
Hey, coach,
he tried to pull my pants down, coach.
But then you're trying to be in Draymond's face.
That's the shit that's funny to me, dog.
I'm just saying, that's the funny part, is the you trying to pull my pants down. Like, yeah, that was that. The other part, I'm not mad about. I'm not, like, okay, this is, let me get my version.
I'm not going to say, because I defended Draymond all these whole playoffs.
Literally,
when he went up for the contest, I get his feet could have landed on bro, but the way he did it, he kind of sat him there. I ain't gonna lie, like it was kind of like a little troll. But come on, that's not a flagrant. I don't care what nobody says. That's like he shoved him off. That's cool. And then Draymond hit him in the back. That would have been cool. When Jaylen Brown got up and tried to do the little fist over him, that's what everybody say. Like, you trying to stand over. That's you can't stand over another dude. Like, you started standing over him, and then when he tried
but
to make himself
put,
up,
you
could
put your feet on another dude's head.
I'm gonna let y'all go.
I mean, that's why I said, like, you know, that was a little extreme. I ain't gonna lie. Like, the little you sat his feet on you. Like,
yeah, but that's not malicious either. That shit ain't hurting.
Yeah, that's not really like it's not really like bad, but it's like, come on, bro. Like, you know, that was kind of like. But when you start, like, you try to stand over with your fist and all that, like, don't start doing that. That's not malicious, but, like, don't do that. That's why he lifted himself up.
Let me chime in.
If you're that close that he could pull himself up off your shorts.
I just want to ask one question before you chime in.
Okay, go ahead. Even though I've been trying to chime in for, like, 20 minutes.
So, it's not malicious to put your foot on someone's head.
I don't believe so.
But it's okay for you to – it's not okay for you to stand over somebody.
Like, how – okay.
He wasn't saying that it wasn't okay. He was just saying that, like, don't do that.
The reason he was standing over him because the man was having his foot on his head, and when Jaylen Brown tried to move his feet, he started pushing him and tripping.
Right, but then again, though.
I don't know about tripping him, but he did push him in his little back.
Draymond started pushing him in the back. It wasn't a real push.
It was like a little love tap. Come on, bro.
At the end of the day, don't put your foot on no man's head, bro. Relax, bro. Play back.
And don't stand over no man either.
He stood over him because
with
he
no
was
fist.
Doing
don't
bullshit.
Stand over me with no fist. Relax. Do not do that.
Yeah, like, especially like, we all know Jaylen Brown ain't that type of
this
guy.
Basketball, right? Like, you smart, like, don't. This ain't boxing.
Give me
your fist over me for?
If give me a chance here.
What are you moving your feet around for to my face?
Give me a chance here. Let me just, because Chuck, you know me, Ty. I mean, Chuck, you know me a little better than everybody else, but Ty, you know me too. Allie, you know me. And, you know, that's why I just wanted to give you, I just wanted to give you, I just wanted to give you, I just wanted to, I really do like Jaylen Brown. I don't like Draymond, but let me give you my take on this whole play. First things first, like I told, I forgot who I was telling y'all, or who I was talking to. Maybe I put this in the chat, but whatever. Draymond Green's not a shot blocker. So I get it, like you're contesting, you're running on, you're contesting. I get all of that, but I mean, Ty, Allen, y'all have played basketball, you know, on that kind of level before, where you know, competitively, and you've contested 3-point shots plenty of times. How many times have you run into somebody and landed on them? And I don't care how many, and I don't care he fell, bro. He landed into Jaylen Brown purposely, and then when listen. It's one thing for your legs to just come down on somebody, bro. It really is. But let's be real. Let's look at the play. Draymond had his legs on Jaylen Brown's head for, I'm not even going to say for an extensive period of time, because it's not that deep. It's really not that deep. And it wasn't that malicious. So I'm not getting that.
He was trolling, though. I get what everybody
He was trolling. He put his feet on that man's head. Check this out, bro. I'm volatile, bro. If I'm doing the same thing, dude, don't put your head on my, and then you gonna push me in the back. First things first, I'm not even turned towards you, so you gonna push me in the back? Oh yeah, bro, you know, I'm keeping it real PG right now too, cause you put your head on, you put your feet on my head, and you push me in the back. You think I'm not finna get up and get at you? You better be getting up. I don't know why you just sitting there. You better be getting. You ready to put your hands on me?
You better be getting up.
Why are you just sitting there? You gonna pull on me to get like, yeah, bro? Yeah, nothing.
That's what I'm saying. At that point, bro, you gotta get up, bro. Like that was my only way of getting up. I don't care what nobody say.
The only reason why I believe Draymond Green deserved a technical in that moment alone is because of the accumulation of everything he was doing earlier in the game. Because the whole Grant Williams pushing him to the ground, and okay, Allen, you and I were going back and forth in the group chat, and I'll take the no call on both guys. I will. You don't got to give Draymond the call, you ain't, because Grant Williams is trolling too. He trolling just as much as Draymond is. But
yeah,
I'll take the no call. But I mean, like we all know the history with Draymond. Why are y'all scared to give him another tech? Throw his ass out. This is ridiculous.
That's why they scared to give him a tech. You just said why.
But at this point, this is why I asked y'all the question. Do you think they're going to be
another
finals?
You want to give Draymond another?
He openly acknowledged it after the game that he knows they're not going to give him another tech. Do you believe that the refs, excuse me, I know my voice is getting a little hoarse. Do you believe that the refs are going to, if he challenges the refs again, do you think they're gonna throw him out?
No.
If he keeps doing it like at the pace he's doing it, yeah. But I feel like he's right. Like he has a kind of a leeway. He's been doing this for years. Like, come on now, LeBron. Not like that. He don't cry. He cries to the refs. Like everybody used to say that. Like, you know, he talks to the refs. He might not like talk to him like how Draymond talked to him. But LeBron do the same thing. Like, when you're older, CP3, when you're older, you talk to the ref. Carmelo, he got hella technicals because he talked to the ref, especially right now. Like, you talk to the ref to a certain degree, like a level. Like, everybody can say, oh, Draymond, not this. You know, he's seasoned. You know, he's still playing at a high level for him. You know, so.
I mean, he has enough accolades, so I get what you're saying. He has enough accolades.
Come on now.
Most
of our favorite players, they talk to the refs. They talk to them. They might not talk to them like Draymond, but they talk to the refs, definitely. Like,
I just believe. I'm sorry. I just believe at okay, maybe not that point. I like the no tech on that whole play anyway. The no double T's. I like that, but. When Draymond Green is yelling at Marcus Smart and Ime Udoka on the sideline, and Udoka getting a technical foul, when he's yelling back, chirping back, that make that make sense to me.
Hey, you know what? I couldn't figure out why Doka got a little foul. I gotta call him Ime. Like, I cannot say his last name. Hell no. But Ime. I can't figure out why he got a tech on that. I was looking at I was watching the whole game. I'm like, what the hell happened?
I was confused at first.
Yeah,
I had to go back and look, and I had to go back and look after I found out this morning what happened. Like, I didn't even know.
I mean, I still they said that Draymond was talking, and then that's what happened.
They said, I think Shannon Sharp said it on Undisputed. He said that Draymond was chirping at Ime Udoka and Marcus Smart on near the Celtics bench, and Ime Udoka got the technical foul.
I'm saying Ime got a technical way after, like, that was like he after got a technical fact, yeah. randomly. It was just random. That's why I was confused, but Draymond wasn't buying.
My thing is this, like, okay, you know what? Here's another thing that I want to ask you guys. If Draymond Green is getting away with this, at this point, do you think, like, okay, the Celtics, like, do you think that their mindset could possibly be, okay, hey, he getting away with this. We gonna do it too. Like, at this point, I mean, fight fire with fire. The refs are not gonna call it. They're not gonna throw you out.
Who on the Celtics are you gonna be, like, confused with chirping at you? The only person I feel like you can get in their head, like, for real, like, I'm dead serious, is Jordan Poole. That dude, like, he is, like, as much as people were saying, like, oh, Steph Curry, even Klay Thompson, as much as people be like, oh, he shot bad, all that, he gonna still go out next game, he gonna shoot the same thing, he gonna shoot the same amount of shots. Like, that's what a shooter does.
Yeah, and if they go in, they won't be
Yeah, like, that. Yeah, I mean, that's Jordan it. Poole, that dude is the only one I seen, like, you could get kind of, like, in his mental a little bit. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, you letting, like, anything. Like, I'm seeing it, like, throughout the game. I'm like, come on, bro. You letting, bro, little antics. Like, don't let Marcus Smart guard him. Marcus Smart, and I see Marcus Smart, and it's the Pritchard. I mean, no. What's his name? Derek White. Them two, like, that dude, he do not like seeing him. It's like he gets scared. He got the scared face or something. I don't know what it is, but he's scared of them two.
Pooh.
All right.
Oh, Pooh.
Pooh. But last game, he was cooking up. I ain't going to lie. He was cooking up.
Yeah, that last game, man, that was tough for me to watch, bro, in that third quarter.
They probably started a little fire that they shouldn't have ignited, though, within, bro.
I just don't understand.
No, I don't think so.
Talk to me.
Also, how Horford disappeared? 2 points?
Hey, but look, we keep saying that, right? But if you was watching the game, right, Allen? Uh-huh. Was he not backing down Steph Curry?
No. Yeah.
Look. You see the difference? Look, he was backing down Steph Curry.
Wow. Steph Curry got some stops on him.
He was in the paint.
He was in the paint. No, yeah, he was. No. He was
no,
in
he
the paint.
He was right there.
I'm saying, bro. Here's my. I'm saying he didn't back him down because if he would have backed him down, he would have gotten to the basket and he would have scored both those times.
No, he backed it down.
He had help all over the court, man. It wasn't like it was just one on one.
Where was the help at?
There was some
help.
Are we talking about the same play? No help.
Where he tried to pass it to Grant Williams when he was posting up Steph.
That's on the other play. I'm talking about 101. It was no help defense on the corner. Nothing.
I remember that.
I don't remember that.
I remember that.
Yeah, exactly. They showed it. Look at Undisputed. They showed it.
I remember that one. Yeah, that was weak. And he missed it like off the backboard.
Yeah, he missed it off the backboard.
Yeah, that was weak.
101.
That was weak.
All right, come on, bro. That's you. Big man. Come on.
He also guarded Tatum a couple of times.
Let you know Curry, what, though?
Hey, look, let me tell y'all something. Curry is underrated. Never been known as defensive player of the year. He's not going to be that ever.
I do believe some help did come over on that play. We're going to have to go back and look, but I believe some help came over on that play.
It's the whole clip right there. It was on Undisputed.
All right, well, hey, if you're right, then you're right. But the other play for sure, it was the other play for sure was some help.
That play, nah, the other I'm play not, for sure was help. It was for sure because he actually helped the helper, like, because he tried to pass it to Grant, like how he said.
Yeah, he got a steal.
Yeah, on me, yeah. Now, I know what play he was talking about. I'm talking about the one-on-one. He backed him down. Nothing. Like, I missed it. That's it. You know, like you supposed to be Big Al.
Oh, so like, Derek White wasn't hitting.
Yeah, but
he was hitting his normal. Nah, I ain't gonna say he was hitting his normal clip. I ain't gonna say that. But he was hitting some shit. They had a little off game, but Tatum.
Game. Mm-hmm.
Tatum had a -36 on the court.
All right, bro. Like
I'm about to say Tatum.
It's not that deep. Like Curry don't be having a game.
Tatum has to be the best player in order for them to win. You cannot rely on Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown is not that guy.
Whoa. How's he not that guy?
To carry your team, he's not that guy.
Okay, to carry the team, I understand what you're saying, but
yes, as a second option, as a Robin, yes.
I just carry a team potential. I'm sorry.
As number one option, he's not that guy.
He's not that guy yet. Because when he gets cold, it's like somebody said, I forgot who said it. When he gets cold, it's bad. Like, when he's hot, it's on. But when he get cold, it's bad. It's almost
Deion.
It's
about
almost Tatum? It's 5-16, yeah.
You're talking about Tatum?
No, dude. I'm talking about Jaylen Brown.
That's the same thing could go for Tatum. When Tatum is going and he has his rhythm, he's damn near unstoppable.
Yeah, but at this point,
bad, I don't know what was going on with my terrible. Boy.
But see, at this point, game. I'm sorry, but at this point, like, I mean, if we're just going based off the first two games, it's Steph Curry versus the Celtics. Like, let's be real. Like Jordan Poole has not been consistent. Klay Thompson, where has he been? Draymond, like I said, no real skill on the offensive side of the ball. Yeah, he's an elite defender. I will give him that, but an elite facilitator, I will give him that. I will not, you know, I'll give you some respect
he
there.
Kinda,
but
he kind of he did his job the second game.
He's very limited, bro. He kept
the Celtics offense thinking. And, that's all you got to do. You got to keep them thinking.
You don't have to guard him.
Another thing,
yes, you do.
No, you do not.
If you keep them thinking, yes, you do.
What are you talking about? When you're playing defense. And the Warriors
bro,
are on offense.
Hey, you know what? I'm thinking just like you. Why would you fall for Draymond Green pump fake, right?
That's
look
what
how
I'm
many
saying.
Times Big Al did. I mean, he didn't score off it, but look how many times he did. Like, I'm just because he's going to do it. Like, but, you know, that's what, I'm not saying he's going to score. But I'm saying, like, you know, like, keep the defense thinking. Like, don't just be a cone. That's what, what's the name said? Patrick Beverly, don't be a cone on offense. Like, shoot, don't just be right there.
Yeah, if you're open, shoot that bitch.
You know? You sitting right there. Everybody, you're the only one right there. Like, nobody trying to guard you or nothing.
Hey, we'll let Draymond shoot it. Like, let shoot.
That boy needs to get in the lab this offseason. I don't care. Nobody.
Bro, we say that every year. Bro.
No, I don't even know, but he needs to work with the same dude, delete the shooter dude.
It's too late for him, bro.
Nah, hell.
It's too late for him, bro.
Ain't no way.
His ceiling has been reached. His ceiling has been reached. It is too late for him, bro.
No, bro. Ain't no way.
Yes, it is.
Years, bro. You can't hit
how
the
is
open.
It, bro? It's too late.
Bro, you can't hit the open top of the key, bro? Like, what?
Obviously not. It's
top
too late.
Of the key?
It's too
nah,
late.
Nah, bro. You can work on that. I don't care what nobody say. It's some stuff you can't work on. You can work, bro. Top of the key, you can work on
that. You can't work on it. You can't work on it. You can't work on it in the game because in the game, you just added pressure. He just can't hit it under pressure, obviously.
Yeah. That boy Grant Williams couldn't hit a jump shot. He can't even hit
Grant
the
Williams.
Listen.
Hey, Grant Williams couldn't even hit the mid-range good last year, bro. Like, you can work on that, bro. Like, nah, bro.
You know what? I'm gonna save my Grant Williams comments for our game 3 predictions, but what
you're
I
think Grant Williams is so you're predicting Grant Williams? Is that what you're trying to imply?
So what I'm about to say and not imply is that what I was trying to finish saying earlier is that to be honest, I will answer your question, Alan, but in real talk, I'm worried because And I did. I picked the Celtics to win the series, and I'm worried about the pick because of a few things. Like I said before the series, the Celtics don't have a facilitator. They don't have a team facilitator, and it's and it's really showing, and it's bad it's because when they're not on, these guys are not on. It's bad, and
because they gotta go into ISO mode a lot. I've noticed that as well.
And you know what? I think, excuse me, I think that in order for them, I know the driving kick is it is what they're used to doing, but I think they're just gonna have to move that ball around some more and move their bodies around more. They're gonna have to just move and get that ball. I know it's not gonna be Warriors like, but they're gonna have to figure that out because they don't have any shot creators outside of any Tatum. Consistent shot creators. Consistent out of Tatum and like their top guys, Tatum and Brown. Like, yeah, Pritchard, maybe he can go off for like 12 points. Maybe, but you get what I'm saying.
Hey,
like,
Pritchard, not even a shot creator. He be getting those off jump shots. People got
he be doing
Derek, something. Derek White is more of a shot creator than him.
Pritchard do a little something, but I only just said his name just to say it.
Like, also in the playoffs, the Celtics
like Derek White, honestly, like he been showing out. I ain't even gonna lie. Like he was kind of solid on the Spurs.
Yeah, and all but that. The thing and about Derek White, he's only showing out, bro. Two games I don't care what nobody like that saying. Though. Derek White's only going to give you two pretty good games from him. Two games.
You just need to capitalize off those games. Like, seriously, you know, you can't have all these turnovers.
Like, Derek White, with him, I noticed, like, his game, it's like, he low-key solid. I didn't think he was that good. I ain't even going to lie. Like, he low-key just showed me some. Even with the last series, like, against us, like, he didn't show me some. I'm like, he ain't gonna do that against the Warriors. Like, that was a lucky ass series.
Here's what I'm worried about, though. That dude
picked up. He picked up, bro. Like, I mean, I ain't gonna say. I mean, yeah, 20 the first game, but I ain't gonna say he gonna keep doing that. But he did show me a little potential. I'm like, damn, I didn't expect that shit. I ain't never heard of this.
How long are you gonna talk about Derek White? How long are you gonna talk about Derek White?
I mean, you act like the nigga wasn't the cat. If they didn't have Derek White, them niggas be going home. Okay. Niggas would have went home already. They would have been in Cancun.
That's in those.
Another thing though, they blew them out with Klay shooting horrible.
Okay,
I'm not even gonna say bad. I'm going to say horrible. That boy shot horrible.
And Tatum and Brown didn't have a good game. And Poole actually had a good game for once.
I don't know. JB had a good game.
Marcus Smart and Horford
both had 2 points. Yeah, Horford didn't show up. So I don't expect that to happen again. Also,
and wasn't that the same excuse they used for the Warriors in game one?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't expect – and I get it. Y'all talk about the Celtics have a shoddy home record. But – this is the NBA Finals, and the series is going back to Boston 1-1, and the players who didn't show up in game one, I'm sorry. I believe in the home crowd advantage, and I get it. Golden State
not
is
for
good.
Boston, though.
I get what you're saying. I do. But the players who didn't show up in game two, Grant Williams, Al Horford, Marcus Smart, going to be big in game three.
Al Horford played better at home.
He's going to be big in game three.
Also, don't forget the Warriors.
But that's it,
win one JT, game JT away every playoff series.
Yeah, but you know what though? Like, you know, I'm not.
Ever since 2016, they won the playoff series away.
You know what? Listen, bro. I you know what I'm tired of hearing? I'm tired of hearing everybody bringing up the Warriors stats from this run that they've been on because everybody just like conveniently leaves out that they had KD for two of those seasons. And then also, you know, three of those seasons. But also going into this series, like everyone was like, oh yeah, Golden State is like 21-2 or 20-2 and game ones in the finals or game ones and something like that. And I'm telling you guys,
and it was
like,
undefeated at home.
And I'm trying, and I'm like, and I'm
that
like,
was,
dude,
that was crazy.
And then I'm like, and that's why they were over going into the series. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, dude, the more, at least, at the very least, the more talented team top to bottom is the Celtics. at least the more, because I'm not going to say the better team. But
I don't
clearly,
know about that.
I don't know about that.
Hey, I don't know about that one, bro.
I picked the Celtics, and I don't know about that one.
But what has Klay Thompson shown you in the playoffs this year to say
bro,
that
you
he's...
Said, because you said the team as a whole, not Klay Thompson.
Okay, but Klay Thompson's on the team. I'm sorry, but what outside of Curry, who is giving you that star power? Okay, let's
bro,
say...
Bro, I ain't worried about Klay being cold, bro. I ain't worried about him. Because he's
going
to shoot the same shots.
I'm going to get... I'm going to, hold on, missing. let me quantify this in a way that you can really comprehend. Curry is a 5-star. Right now, Klay is a 3-star. He's not a 4-star. He's not even 4.5. He's a 3-star player. He's not that good right now. He's not as great as he was. Jordan Poole, at best, is a 3-star player right now. Draymond Green, 3.5 stars.
At best, he's a 3-star?
Right now, yes. Right now. Okay, 3.5. 3.5, maybe. But you, I'm not pushing it, bro. He's only a scorer, bro. He's not a good defender. He's not a facilitator. Live, but he's not a rebounder.
I mean,
he's only a
give you defender.
Whoa.
Yeah, I give you defender, but I don't
bro,
know.
He wasn't saying that in the chat.
He could pass that thing.
He was saying that in the chat.
Hey, he could pass that thing.
He could pass that rock, bro.
I mean, in the Warrior system, you gotta. So I mean, okay, but I'm not. Pass that rock, bro. Alright, bro. In the 3-star.
I give him 3.5.
And then
let's go
star?
To the Celtics.
I go half
Andrew
that.
Wiggins, 4-star? Did you just say
yeah.
4-star?
Bro.
No.
Yeah,
bro,
yeah. Hey, yeah,
three
yeah,
and
hey.
A half. Three
hey,
and a half.
Hey, no, Wiggins
half.
Been strapping up, bro.
3.5.
No, Wiggins been strapping up, bro.
Hey, Wiggins elevated his game.
That boy is seat belt.
He's a 3.5.
That boy is straps, bro. And he been scoring. Bro, he was bro.
And he could rebound. And he could score.
So
that boy is strapped, bro.
Andrew Wiggins should start over Klay Thompson.
Andrew Wiggins, let's start. What are you talking about?
But he should start in Klay. Like if
Wiggins is a small forward.
I'm trying to Let him finish. I'm trying to make.
You say Andrew Wiggins is better than Klay Thompson right now because you didn't refute my Klay Thompson is a 3-star. Nobody refuted that.
So you were going down the Warriors.
I did. I said Klay Thompson was a 3-star, bro. And I'm saying.
And then you said Andrew Wiggins was a 3-star.
I said 3.5.
Andrew Wiggins has fucking. Bro, he has shown up.
Man.
Hey, you know what? I give Wiggins a 4. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm
not
giving him 4, bro.
Bro, he's been scoring, guarding the best player.
Yeah, he's been guarding the best player, bro, for the last 2 series. Like, that's good. Yeah, I give bro a 4. I ain't gonna lie.
He shows effort on the rebound. He be getting at least 2 putbacks every single game, bro.
You know what? I mean, listen. Like... Let's see. What's a good example to refute that? Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum had to, and this is not that easy, but you can. This is kind of a reason why he leads the playoffs in turnovers, because he also plays against the opposing team's best wing defender, and then he is also the best player on offense for his team. Andrew Wiggins isn't the best offensive player on the team. So when you have to like play defense,
I ain't gonna lie. Last series, it was way different than this series, bro. JB was guarding him, PJ Tucker guarded him a little bit, but JB was guarding him, and they was both going at it on the offense, so his turnovers was his turnover. So don't even try and use that. Like, it was both guys.
You know why he was trying to pass the ball a lot? Because it worked game one. That's why he was passing the ball a lot, because it worked game one.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, 9 assists game one. So he came out this game thinking, "Oh, I'm gonna be able to assist the ball again." No, that's why there's adjustments. That's why it's a series, and that's where the lack of inexperience shows. And
they literally showed a play where JB was calling for a screen, and the dude Grant Williams came over there, and they just literally trapped JB. And they got a steal. That's the easy, like,
that's adjustments. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got another. Okay. Listen, we're gonna get into game three predictions, and then. But before we do that, here's my question, you guys. Allen, I don't. This is probably a rhetorical question for you, but as currently, because I didn't even go down the Celtics roster with the star levels yet, but as currently constructed, two games in, you still believe with the players the Warriors have. That experience, quote unquote, is enough to beat this Celtics team. I don't see it. Like Klay is not Klay. Poole is on and off. Curry's the only consistent threat.
Okay, and, but you're saying that,
and the Celtics are beating themselves. Let's be real. The Celtics are beating themselves.
Okay, you can't say that the Warriors have no defense.
I didn't say that.
No, you're basically saying they beat themselves.
Come again. What did you say?
Bro, you can say that about the Warriors. So Warriors literally beat themselves game one.
Nah.
Bro, they beat themselves game one.
I was just about to say, did the Warriors not beat themselves game one?
How?
Bro, for one, hey, no disrespect. Like, Iguodala was out game two. I said this in the chat. Like, when they was up and they tried to make the adjustment.
Oh, that lineup was fucking.
Yeah, that nasty line. Like, come on, bro. Iguodala, three quick fouls. And
but he played well though.
No, he didn't.
Not entirely. Money, he played good for 2 minutes, bro.
Yeah, he played solid
in the spurt. Yeah, like, it was the spurt where he was playing good.
Yeah, with the corner three, that's it. Like he hit the three, and then that's like after that he went on a foul spree. Like, come on now, and Ole defense.
And then Jordan Poole went on the turnover spree and gave up fucking 6 points.
That whole
but the Golden State Warriors had 14 turnovers that game, and the Boston Celtics had 12. So the turnover battle was damn near even.
In the fourth quarter, they gave up. Okay, those turnovers don't matter if they don't hit the shots, but they hit the shots, bro. They got 6 points out of it.
But the Celtics ball movement in the fourth quarter of that game, game one, was a lot better than the ball movement they had in this game. I mean, it wasn't just points off turnovers. They were getting open looks and getting contested shots.
The ball movement is going to show when your players are making the shots.
They were making good shots and hitting contested shots and hitting. So the Celtics won that game.
The defense adjusted, and they didn't get those same looks no more. This game, game two, they didn't get the same looks no more. And it shows. Because Marcus Smart, as you said, wasn't hitting shit. Al Horford had 2 points. And Derek White, I believe, had like 10 points or 12.
Do y'all think Robert Williams is hurt?
Oh, he's for sure hurt.
He tweaked his ankle again.
That boy is like, I'm like, why are you like trying to jog?
I think he
like
need
that?
To relax, bro. I know it's the finals.
But that's hurting me personally. Yeah, I don't even like the Celtics, but I'm like, come on, bro.
Well, when he's in there, they're attacking him too. It's not like he's
like, but he's nice though. Like, I know he's not like,
I just want to say that he is actually changing shots at the rim at some rate, but not as effectively as he would if he was healthy. He's like, not 100%. He is still effective, but he needs to sit down. He needs to sit his knee down, bro.
Got hurt again, but
he almost.
But then, bro, that's the thing. Who do you play? You can't play Daniel Theis. Every time Daniel Theis fucking
Tice?
Whatever. Whenever he was on the floor, bro, he was a liability, bro. On defense,
yeah, he'd be looking lost on defense sometimes.
And the crazy part is,
and
they
put
him would
in
just
pick and roll every single time, bro.
But all the Celtics really need to do, all the Celtics need to do. Because they can outlast the Warriors. The Warriors, like I said, Curry, Klay, Draymond, they're old. Not that old, but they're old. You can outlast them if you push them. They need to
say older, bro.
But you got to understand. The Warriors' pace,
not old, bro.
Bro, the Warriors' pace is when they're sped up, bro.
But my thing is, I'm talking about over the course of the game. I'm not talking about because
how you can speed up the old guys. If that's the pace that they play at.
Attack. Nigga, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Attack. Jaylen Brown, attack. Bro, Klay Thompson
attack
can't stay
what?
In front of you.
They have defense, bro. Wow, you're saying dude. You're acting like if the Warriors have no defense.
Dude,
the Warriors...
you telling me? Dude, you bro. You keep talking about their defense, but let's just go down the roster. Curry's not a defender. Klay's not a good defender right now.
Bro,
hold on. Let me finish, bro. Let me finish. You talking about
Wiggins?
The Looney? Wiggins, okay.
Looney is.
Okay, but my thing is, you can't get Looney in foul trouble. That's what I'm talking about. If you do the same things that the Warriors are doing to you,
CMJ. That boy, Luka, he was taking Looney 1-on-1 last series, bro. That's why I put a little respect on his name. Like, he was taking him 1-on-1 last series, and Luka did good against him. Looney
was willing to switch. That was
bad. That's crazy.
Looney was willing to switch every time there was a switch.
Like, if he you was can't, winning. You can't take, like how you think in CMJ, I am. Like, you can't take Looney to the basket, then he got to be a good defender. You can't keep, like, disrespecting him, like, at this point. Like, you can't take him to the basket. You can't shoot over him. Like, he's a good defender.
And rebounder. So when he does defend, he'll get the rebound.
Yeah, that boy. Yeah, on the boards, I ain't going to question that at all.
Well, at this point, we might as well, because I'm going to keep going, we might as well jump into game 3, which will be in TD. TD Garden Wednesday night, which we will be reconvening to talk about that, of course. But I am just going to go ahead.
Where Ty at?
I'm right here.
Okay. Hey, I mean, I'm not on the screen. My bad. I'm like, where Ty at? What the hell?
But I'm going to go ahead and just throw my prediction for game 3 out there right now and let y'all go at it. But
he said, let y'all go at it. Nah, you're going to go at it with us, bro.
I for sure am. Because I'm picking Boston to win game 3. But despite the odds, I understand that Boston is not a good home team according to the record, according to what we've seen so far. But I picked Boston to win game 1 because of – and I get it. Yeah, it could be like a heart pick or a faith pick or whatever. Like, I believe in the talent that they have. I believe in the whole team is a two-way team. That's why I thought they'd win the series. It's a two-way team. Everybody can play defense and score on offense. The Warriors don't have players like that. I mean, not as consistently two-way as the Boston Celtics. So that's why I picked them to go in there and win game 1 in a shocker, because nobody was expecting it. And I wasn't surprised that go to State won game 2. But game 3, first game in TD, after that game, I would actually be surprised if Golden State won game 3. I don't think that – I don't – as stagnant as the Celtics' half-court offense looked and as atrocious as it looked, looked so bad, I think they'll correct that at home at least one of those times, and I think it's going to be that game 3. If Golden State goes in there and splits, hey, kudos to them. But I don't see Tatum and Brown, first game back in TD, Smart and Horford. I don't see that combined for 4 points, 2 points, or whatever. I don't see them having a bad game 3 in TD, especially how, like, you had 18 turnovers in game 2. I think they clean that up. I think it's going to be a closer game, though. I mean, it's going to be a closer game. The game was close to the fourth quarter or late in the third, but I think it's going to be something along the lines of like 107 to 103 in Boston's favor. I think Brown is going to have another good game. I think Smart has a much better game. Horford has a better game, but I think Grant Williams has like 21 points. I think Grant Williams show his ass in this one. Yeah, he going 21 points. He going to be stroking it all up in Draymond Grill. He's gonna give it pause. To him. Yeah. Pause. I'm about to take that part out. Yeah. But nah, I got Grant Williams having a big game 3 in game 3 to lead Boston to a 2-1 series lead. Then I'll go into my game 4 prediction after we reconvene. But I don't see Golden State being good enough to win game 3 in Boston. Maybe game 4, we'll get into that, but I got Boston.
Let's kill him, Allen. I'm glad you're here.
Well, I got Warriors game 3. I also got it close. I'm not going to say they're about blowing them out the water. Mm-hmm. Also got him close. I see Klay having a big game because he knows he shot terrible, bro. And the thing about Clay, he's gonna keep shooting that shit, even if he shot terrible the previous game. I feel like Gary Payton is gonna play more minutes.
There it is.
I don't who? Feel like
who?
Gary Payton is back.
Oh yeah. No. Right.
I don't feel like Grant Williams is gonna have a good game, as you say. He has 20 points. I definitely don't see that happening. But
unless it's all three.
But Al Horford, yeah, I feel like he's gonna have a better game. I mean, anything's better than 2 points. But I feel like Horford's probably gonna have like a 15-10 game, 15-8, something like that. I also feel like Jordan Poole's gonna have a good game.
Thank you.
And then the biggest difference here is they have no answer for Curry, bro. Like, they tried throwing different defenses at him already from these two first games, and they have no answer for him, bro.
I ain't never seen nobody answer the box in one. That boy shot a three over the box in one. I ain't never seen that shit. But go ahead.
And then every time they play drop coverage on him, he is making them pay.
Daniel Tice.
Yeah, exactly.
Al Horford, that's the only one doing it, bro. Like, I ain't even gonna lie. Al Horford, he played the best defense on Curry. Like I ain't gonna like he probably it might seem Ole, but just don't let him shoot the three. Like,
I gotta say before you finish, I think it's gonna take some luck, bro. I think it's gonna take some luck for the Celtics to pull out this series. They're gonna have to continue to hit their shots. They cannot go cold, bro. The Warriors, they're too, even though I don't believe the Warriors are a great team, they're too good for you guys not to capitalize on the mistake that they make, because the Warriors make enough mistakes for you to capitalize on them and beat them. They're a beatable team. They're very much beatable.
And you remember when I said Otto Porter, CMJ, a while ago?
Yeah. Otto Porter's a different
maker. And you kind of laughed at me? I kind of hold on to stuff like that. I'm just hold on to that.
Otto Porter is the X factor in this series.
Like, yeah, you really was like Otto Porter? Yes, 4 for 5. Yeah, yes, him, that guy. Like 4 for 5. He was never.
Which game was that?
That was game one.
Oh,
he had a good game yesterday too.
Oh, did he?
He had a good game, but he
had a good game because he had a plus 24 plus minus. That's why he had a good game.
Because he didn't really do much.
Like, come on now. Yeah, 1 for 1, 3 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, but a plus.
Bro,
forget all that. I get what you. I know. I truly understand.
You like defenders.
I truly understand.
CMJ, always preach defenders, and it's like I bring up a 3 and D, and it's like it go out the window. He could be on the Lake Show next year.
Curry definitely has been playing like with a freaking like. He wants that finals MVP, bro.
I already told you. First things first, I already told you who the X Factor was.
Another thing, though. Curry has the best conditioning from both teams, bro. That boy just running. You want to say he's old and all this stuff, but he got the best conditioning out of both teams.
To be honest, when I say old, I'm really referring to Clay and Draymond. I'm really referring to like when I say
they are the cool, same age.
They are, but you know, like Allen threw out Curry, but you know, he left out Clay and Draymond. But just talk about how old they look. They looking real old right now. So,
bro, Draymond has always looked like that. What are you talking about?
No, but
I'm confused on like where people like.
I'm talking about with the gray hair and stuff. Like you can clearly see. Like
I'm talking about how you move on the court though.
He always been weak.
Okay.
Well, anyway, like I was saying, so
just a defensive
no, but yeah, right? I feel like Clay is
one time, have, one like, time or two times,
just one time.
One time.
All right, well, my last thing is if the game is close, if the game
not
is close,
seven, not at 72, getting
if the game
getting
is left. Close going to the fourth quarter, the Warriors are gonna win it.
I don't like Rudy Gobert, so I don't care, but okay,
the Celtics are also a terrible fourth quarter team, besides game one, that was a fluke, but. From their history this season, they're a terrible fourth quarter team. And if the game's close, the Warriors are going to edge it out and win.
I don't You know why I don't believe that fully? Because I believe when the game is close, okay. Oh, okay, you got me split on it. Because when the game is close, they're going to key in on Curry because Curry's obviously the engine. But that's when other guys like Wiggins, I'm telling you, like the unexpected shit is going to happen. Oh, my God, bro. Otto Porter on me.
Wiggins been in a lot, man.
On me, bro. No, Andrew Wiggins has been the X factor in this series. Like
he's been in the gym for sure. Like, he was not shooting like that in Minnesota.
You gotta show. Hey, man, it's that we're shooting coach, dog.
He was not shooting like that in Minnesota.
Yeah, definitely not shooting 40%.
Like it was broken. He's shooting
40% from three.
If he was shooting like that, he'd still be in Minnesota. They had D-Lo. Like, but he wasn't. Like, that boy, he just stepped up on the defensive end. He was not guarding anything in Minnesota.
What you got, Ty?
We talking about game three, right?
Yeah.
Has anybody listening to us?
Nah, I was just making sure because y'all was talking about D'Angelo Russell and stuff.
I was saying if Andrew Wiggins was playing how he was right now, Minnesota probably wouldn't have traded.
Oh, yeah, he would have had a
bad contract Minnesota, before they got Jimmy, they was just not good.
They wasn't, yeah, that's why I'm like, yeah, like, yeah. It wasn't like, come on now.
Wait, what, Memphis wasn't good? Because the early 2000 Memphis was dope.
Okay, everyone, let's welcome Makai. Welcome Makai in.
I come in interrupting some shit.
We'll be done soon, but go ahead, give us your game, your predictions for game three.
I said Golden State.
Oh, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
In Boston.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Game three.
Uh huh. And Wiggins is gonna have. Wiggins gonna have 14. Steph probably gonna have 35. I was about to say. Klay Thompson gonna have 14.
I thought he was about to say Wiggins is gonna have 40. I was about to say, whoa.
Honestly, they don't need Wiggins to score 40.
They don't though, but I'm saying like 14.
Just like I was saying the last podcast when I was saying whose depth is gonna be more. I told one of the players was Jordan Poole.
She showed up for one game. Let's relax.
But that's all
that
you
boy, that boy had a pool party. He was talking about where the pool party at. That boy at the pool party.
If you remember what I said distinctly, I said all they need is a depth. If a depth player to contribute in one or two games. Jordan Poole just took over for game two. If Wiggins or Jordan Poole takes over game three or game four, the series is already over.
Oh, you talking about okay? So they opening up the pool once every 8 games because last 7 games he's been averaging 14 points. I'm just saying, bro.
I don't think it's a 7-game series. I think it's gonna be Wiggins that come up next. After,
but Wiggins been Wiggins has and Chuck pointed this out.
We talking about finals, right?
But check this out. Hold on.
We talking about finals, right?
Hold on. Wiggins, as Chuck pointed this out, and Allen earlier, you weren't here, but like Wiggins has been consistent for them over this postseason run. So and that's been as a two way player. So
on both sides.
I'm not, and I already said he would be an X factor for the Warriors in this series. He'd have to play well if the Warriors had a chance to win, which they do, and he has been playing well. However, as to continue, what the fuck? I don't know. Listen, I'm just saying, I don't have faith. In the offensive consistency of the others, as they say, as the other role players, Otto Porter, like 3 points in the game two, but y'all talking about 4 for 5 in game one. Like, that's what I'm saying. On and off, on and off. Where has Klay Thompson been?
How many minutes?
Bro, he had 14 minutes in game two, 3 points. Exactly.
How many minutes did he play in game one?
Bro, you telling me 14 minutes, you only give me 3 points?
Bro, it's not 14 minutes all at once, bro.
Bro,
this is first.
Bro, for one, bro, they have to play the key guys. Like,
so you giving me
14 minutes is 3 minutes a quarter, or a little bit more than 3 minutes a quarter.
Okay, so in that span, you're giving me 3 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist, which that's not bad.
And what's the plus minus?
Okay, y'all go and it's plus minus then. Yeah, you know what? Okay, y'all want to point out plus minus? Oh damn, hold on. Everybody had a good plus minus in game two for the Warriors.
Right.
Everybody had a good plus minus.
Yeah, the Celtics. We wanted to point out because let's point out Jason Tatum's plus minus.
Okay, bro. All right, bro. Y'all talking about game two, bro. Like, what? I ain't bring up none of this plus minus stuff from game one. Like, it's only been two games, y'all. It's been back and forth like we thought it would, you know, which is understandable. It's understandable. However,
It probably
flip-flopped how I seen it. I ain't gonna lie.
But to be honest, I haven't really said this, but Jason Tatum needs to embrace this moment more. Like, he needs to take over. Nobody on the Warriors can guard Jason Tatum. He's not taking over. He's not taking over. Like, game two should have been his moment. I don't know, understand, but it's okay. The Warriors needed the game that game more than the Celtics did.
They was too worried about that Kobe text message. That's why.
Oh, shit. That boy threw that 2-4 on.
Hey,
he thought it was somebody. You got
thought wearing the Celtics practice gear that Kobe wore was gonna change him. You seen
man,
that picture?
That boy, man, Allen, that boy threw the 2-4 on. He thought he was Kobe for real. Like,
bro, check this out.
Hell no.
Check this out.
Right.
Jason Tatum, and y'all listen. And Jason Tatum, y'all want to talk about his plus minus minus 36. I get that. I really do.
Wow.
I really do.
He said, wow.
But his stats don't.
Hey, that's horrible.
But y'all don't even know how plus minus is calculated. So let's look at the stats you guys do understand. And well, let's me too. We all understand.
I mean, turnovers.
Hold on. Only four. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at the stats. Just follow me here. 28 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 turnovers. I get it. That's not that good, but it's not as bad as 6 turnovers or 8 turnovers he was having before. 8 for 19.
Who leading the playoffs in turnovers?
He is. Okay. 8 for 19 from the field. That's not bad. That's
by
not
how much, like, though?
By 20.
Hey, who the second one?
Jalen Brown. Okay. You know the answer to all these.
Just go ahead. I just want to, so everybody.
You know the answer to all these already. You feel me? And Jalen Brown had a doo doo game too. 5 for 17. I'm only expecting him to have a doo doo game three. Listen, in game three, Tatum's gonna have a smooth 30.
What did he do?
Who?
Jalen Brown. The first half.
Besides the fourth quarter. Bro, why does it matter?
He doo-doo on the bread. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Bro, he better than Shea Thompson right now.
Go ahead.
He better than Shea Thompson right now.
All
right. Yeah, you said Clay Thompson 15 points in game one.
Hey, you said two games like how you said.
11 games, game two? Oh, 4 for 19? Oh, Clay Thompson. This Clay Thompson. I thought he was a shooter.
Nah, he going to say he is.
Yeah, he gonna keep shooting.
Hey, tell him, Al. That's why he's still gonna shoot. That's what he's gonna still.
And Jalen Brown gonna keep shooting that too.
Okay, keep breaking.
But
that
listen, to what I'm dude saying,
he getting more shots than he getting more
Warriors
shots. Warriors
don't need Klay
right
Thompson.
Now. I mean, right for right now,
they don't need Klay Thompson the way that Boston needs Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown.
I agree.
Oh well, yes, I also agree.
I mean, but me and CMJ, we was going at it.
That's why it doesn't matter that Klay Thompson can shoot 4 for 19. It doesn't matter. They're not even. I don't even think.
I'm not going care to what he did, bro. That boy can't shoot like that again. Don't do that shit. Hell nah.
Hey, Klay,
they can survive.
Klay also was playing garbage.
Listen to what I'm about to say. Who is more likely to win the game shooting 4 for 19? The Warriors with Klay. Or the Celtics with Jason Tatum and or Jalen Brown. Either or, it don't fucking matter.
The worst.
I mean, you guys, okay, but you guys are basing this on one premise, and that's if the Warriors others are on and the Celtics others are not. Because if Grant Williams, if Al Horford has more than 2 points,
bro, I'm not relying on Grant Williams.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not like that. But everybody's talking about Grant Williams like he's been consistent in the last 4 years.
He was so. You're talking about the guy. You're talking about the same guy.
That boy keeps talking about Grant Williams.
Wow, like Grant. We're gonna disrespect Grant Williams like that.
Robert Williams, another player. These players have just emerged. We're not gonna sit out here and talk to them like these niggas been doing this here for.
What about Al?
Who been doing?
Al Horford is proven.
Oh, so I'm saying. But even Al Horford, if Al Horford gives you a normal game,
who been doing it on the Warriors?
And that's what I was gonna thank you, Ty. That's what I was just getting like Andrew Wiggins, like he just emerged. Like,
I didn't bring them up either though.
Hold on, bro. I'm bringing him up. Yeah.
That's why I put with Klay's hiatus over the two years, Draymond would be the second factor on that.
There isn't another player on the Warriors right now outside of Stephen Curry that is averaging more than they're not averaging at least 20 points.
Bro, no, they don't have to. Exactly.
That's why I said.
They're gonna need somebody else to step up.
No, they don't, bro. All right, bro. Bob movement. Everybody does their thing because they play through Bob movement. The Celtics,
bro. Klay is averaging 19.7.
Here's the thing that we're not talking.
Come
about.
On, bro.
Here's what we're not talking about. As much as we're talking about how much the Celtics struggle on offense. They can still play elite championship level defense, and that can win them the game. That can win them the series. Bro.
You said they don't have a playmaker, right? You said they don't have a playmaker.
That's true. That is true.
That's the difference, bro. Warriors have several playmakers. They have three.
Who?
You can even throw Iguodala in there, bro, if you wanted to.
No, you can't.
So you got Curry and Draymond. Who else?
Jordan Poole.
I don't like Iguodala, man.
That's why I said no.
After that last one, last game,
I think Jordan Poole is a product of the system. I don't think he's a playmaker.
I think he's more of a playmaker than Marcus Smart.
I think he does his role. I think he plays his role in the
system.
Marcus Smart is a playmaker. I'm tired of saying this in this damn fantasy podcast.
The Celtics have no playmakers. No matter who is averaging how many assists, it doesn't matter. They do not currently have a playmaker on the roster. And I said Jordan Poole is not a playmaker. Yeah, I'm not saying. I'm not giving that to Jordan Poole, bro. Sorry.
That's all I'm saying.
That's what I be trying to say. Y'all be gassing the Warriors too much. Y'all gassed them way too much, dude. Let's be honest with ourselves. We know that the better team is the Boston Celtics, and that the only reason why the Celtics would lose this series is that they would get in their own way because of youth and a quote unquote inexperience. But let's be real, they're the better team and they should win this series. It's from top to bottom, they're the better team.
Like, so how can you say that they're the better team if it's quote unquote experience and things like that?
Fact.
Allen, you just agreed with me, right? Was it Makai or Allen? One of you guys just agreed with me that if Jason Tatum really puts his mind to it, he'd be the best player in the series. Hands down, unguardable. Because he's not asserting himself like he's supposed to. He's not hitting the shots he's supposed to be hitting.
I won't be able to finish my point.
I personally believe that Steph Curry is the best player in the series.
Hmm?
Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
I personally believe that.
I agree with that. But I'm not gonna
no disrespect to Jason Tatum though. Like,
it's not a knock. Jason Tatum hasn't proven that he's the best player in the series.
Jason Tatum did prove that he was the best person in this series, I still don't think that would be equivalent to him winning a ring.
That goes back to your thing. I think that's why he's trying to throw assists more because they have no playmaker, as you said.
Right. They have to move the ball. The ball is working.
I believe that if he embraced his role of a natural scorer more in this moment, it would open it up for a lot of other people on the team, like Al Horford and Grant Williams and Pritchard. I'm not just talking about driving and kicking. I'm talking about being that three-level scorer, that threat from the outside, from the mid, from being able to attack and facilitate guys so that you can get the mismatch that you want on pick and rolls. You know, like you gotta be more cerebral with the game. And I hear you guys. He's trying, but he's only 24, and this is the finals, bro. The Warriors have been here.
Hey.
But I'm banking on. I'm banking on.
Sure. and say this. This is not going to be JB or JT first finals. So, like, they probably taking it as that way, you know? They may not be, but for sure, they not. This not, like, you know, this not the end road for them, you know? I feel like the Golden State Warriors, not saying that they can't make it back or anything, but
they're not likely no more.
But I'm saying like they're more like, you know, like it's more like hunger. Like it's more like, you know, like they're like, hell no. Nah.
Yeah, especially for Curry's trying to win again, bro. He's trying to get that finals MVP.
I don't believe that the Warriors wanted more than the Celtics, because there are guys on the Celtics that want this just as bad as guys on the Warriors. And I'm not saying that you guys are saying that definitely, but I hear what you guys are saying, but I just believe it's equal share here. Like, Al Horford, he wants this. Like, Al Horford has never been in the finals. Al Horford has been in the Eastern Conference Finals on how many different teams?
Okay, right. Besides Al Horford.
On every team he's played on?
Al Horford never touched the finals. Maybe Marcus Smart, but besides Al Horford and Marcus Smart, Who else wants it?
I think Jaylen Brown wants it too. As bad as you guys say he's playing, he wants it. He's taking the shots. He's playing like how Jason Tatum is supposed to be playing. Even though, like, not efficiency wise, no. But you guys get what I'm saying. Like, Jaylen Brown is embracing the moment. When he picked up that loose ball to turn around and shoot a fadeaway from the mid, I'm like, what are you doing? But I'm like, okay, that it looks nice, but what are you doing? Like, I didn't like that shot at all. I didn't like that shot at all. And nobody was set on offense. They could have just got that out, set up the offense. And I think that's another thing too. Their half-court offense is so stagnant. I think they're scared to run it. Like, they're scared to set up in their half-court offense because they feel I just want to finish. When they can't get it going,
the Celtics get it going off transition. When they get on the half court set, their offense is fucking garbage, bro. It's always off transition when they're scoring, bro. Didn't
people say the same thing for the Miami Heat?
Yep.
Yes.
That's why I'm just trying to point that out. Like, so is it like, was it?
We never said that the Celtics had a playmaker when they played the Heat. The Celtics were just a better team, top to bottom. Sorry to say, but
look, because if that three point goes in, the Heat are in the finals, bro.
I'm saying in terms of the half court offense, nobody was saying anything about that. Remember,
The Celtics, like, it's only been two games, but the Celtics, they struggled to win home games in that series, in the Miami series. So, and I hear what you're saying. Nobody was saying anything about their half, but there were also games where their half court offense was a little stagnant, but not as stagnant as we've seen, like, in game two. Like that, like they had some stagnant moments, but they were still like dudes like Grant Williams, Peyton Pritchard. They were hitting shots. Al Horford, he didn't have no 2-point games in that Miami series. He had, like, you know what I'm saying? Marcus Smart had no 2-point games in that Miami. Like, other guys were getting involved, but this right here, like that game two in the finals, not the Eastern Conference Finals where they've been to three times already. The finals against the Warriors, who've been there before. They're not playing the Mavericks, who wasn't there, or the Grizzlies, who haven't been there either. They're playing a seasoned veteran team who's won championships in that arena in the finals before. I mean, I can understand how they could be a little shell-shocked.
Who?
The Celtics.
They haven't won championships in that arena. Not yet.
I'm talking about the they're playing against the Warriors, who have. Like,
they haven't.
Well, when I say arena, I mean the finals arena, not the actual arena itself, because they're playing in two different arenas. But the finals arena, like the arena of the NBA championship. I know that's a like kind of weird way to put it in there, insert that. But
only insert. Won't take why.
So that what?
Man, I remember you saying it's not the other arena. I remember you saying
it's not.
That.
Oh yeah, it's not Oracle.
Yeah, it's not. Or yeah, you was like, this ain't Oracle. This ain't Oracle. Yeah, yeah. I went in.
He was big yelling at niggas on that.
They ain't,
they ain't gonna be at home.
Yeah. They ain't winning games at work. Let's get right. We ain't winning games at work. We winning games in Chase Center, you know, like the bank. Like we ain't, you know, they more commercial
now. He said the check is bam.
They more commercial, you know. This ain't Oracle. You know, this ain't, you know.